Okay. Sorry about that. I didn't realise that Audio Boo don't do a countdown now until your audio boos. So I was stood here cooking my pasta. Anyway. Sorry, it has been such a long time since I've actually updated. Where do I start? Well, I'm not going to name everything that I've been doing since my last update, which I think was actually, like, before Easter holidays. Bloody hell. But basically, it's now July. There's a couple of months switch over for you. And basically, I finished my second year at uni, handed in all my work, and I came out officially with a 2-2 again, same as first year. Except second year now counts towards my overall degree, so I'm pretty proud of that. Hopefully next year I can bring it up to 2-1, but if I graduate next summer with a 2-2, I will not be disappointed in myself, because the fact that I even got to university and actually took that direction in my life is actually still, I can't get my own head around it, to be honest. But that happened. And ever since I finished uni, I went on holiday with one of my housemates. We went to Cavos. It was a girls' holiday, and it was basically like a party holiday, which I cannot describe, was so much fun. Probably one of the best weeks I have ever had in my life, one which I'll be remembering for the rest of my life. Had so much fun. We flew out there on Sunday, the 29th of June, and came back on the 4th of July. So we were only out there for 6 nights and 5 days. But when you're kind of going out 4 or 5 nights on the trot, it does get a bit towards the end of the week. So that's the reason why we didn't do a full week. But funnily enough, my boyfriend Ash is actually going out there next Monday, which I think is like the 28th, so about a month after I went out there, he's going out there for a full week with his friends. I think guys can kind of handle their drink a bit better than girls, so he's going off out there, which I'm very, very jealous about, because I would love to be able to go out there again. So I just thought I'd do some updates now, because it's coming back into that routine of that I start back at Holiday Club tomorrow. Which I'm doing for 4 weeks from tomorrow, and I think it is probably going to be my last ever summer holiday club. This will be my third one since before I went to uni, so it's kind of sad in a way, because I kind of think now, like, everything's starting to wrap up, I'm just about to enter my last and third year of uni, and everything's kind of starting to come to an end on this side of things. But next year, I have some exciting news in the fact that hopefully me and Ash will be finding our own place together. Very scary, but also so much fun. I'm very, very excited that he asked me, because by next summer we would have been going out about 2.5 years. We've been together a year and a half now, so I'm really, really excited to kind of move on to the next step and phase of my life and start it with him, really. That's really exciting news. I'm so looking forward to kind of finding a job and finding somewhere to live. And I am going to be staying up in London. I'm not going to be moving back to Salisbury after university. I have made that decision. To be honest, I didn't even really have to think on it. It was kind of like my, once I'd started living in London, it was kind of what I wanted to do. And moving home would kind of be like going backwards a step for me. So that's that. Ash has just been here for the weekend. He only stayed a couple of days because obviously I start work tomorrow and he had football this evening. So he went back about lunchtime today. And I've just kind of been getting my fitness up, because I am actually doing a challenge on the 7th of September, which is for the NSPCC. I think I mentioned it in my last video. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure I did upload a video since Easter, but unfortunately, it didn't upload for some reason, so maybe you kind of missed out on me talking about that. Sorry if my voice is kind of a bit sort of like in and out on this. I am actually trying to cook my dinner at the same time, which is probably not a very good idea to do an audio boo at the same time. So that is what I'm doing. I have raised £102 so far. I've got 90 No, I haven't. Sorry, that's a lie. I've raised £108 so far. So I've got 92 more pounds to fundraise before I can do it. So it is actually in 7 weeks today. I'm really excited. And what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be running up 38 floors of the Gherkin building in London. So I'm really excited about that, although a little bit nervous, but I have been doing lots and lots and lots of running and training and fitness things to kind of get me prepped for it. And I've obviously still got 7 more weeks to go. So I've now been able to start running 5K without stopping, which is very good for me because I kind of remember maybe a couple of years ago, I could barely even run 1K without stopping and being horrendously out of breath, feeling very nauseous and having a horrendous pain in my chest. So I think that is an achievement, really. So I'm very excited about that. So I'm going to go now because my dinner is almost ready. I've got a couple of other things to cook and it's a bit difficult to cook it when I'm kind of holding my phone and audio booing. But I shall try and do some more regular updates, maybe one or two a week, depending on what I'm doing or whether I even remember, because sometimes I think about doing one and then kind of forget. So basically I shall end it here. Thank you for listening if you follow me, and I shall hope to audio boo soon. Bye!